This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for August 12th. Wayne Kinzel is in jail under more than a $500,000 bond, charged with felony intentional child abuse, inflicting serious injury. Hallie Cantor is the mother of the 11-month-old child. She has also been arrested on the same charge. The child remains in UNC Hospital in serious condition. Investigators determined that the 11-month-old infant had been repeatedly beaten before being taken to Scotland Memorial Hospital. Officials there contacted Columbus County authorities. The infant is suffering from seizures and other injuries. Bladen County narcotics investigators arrested a Rosendale man after several weeks of looking into drug sales in the Lisbon area. Jeremy Harrelson is being held under $100,000 secured bond. He allegedly had a sawed-off shotgun, psilocybin mushrooms, methamphetamines, pot, and other narcotics when investigators went into his home. He was arrested on August 7th, being held under secured bond. We have more on this story at columbuscountynews.com. A flood warning has been issued for areas of the Waccamaw River in Crusoe, Nakana, Freeland, and down into Conway. The river is expected to continue to rise until tomorrow evening. Additional flood warnings are likely for other areas as runoff from the recent rains continues to fill waterways. Motorists are advised to avoid flooded roadways, and if you encounter water crossing a road, you know the words, folks. Turn around, don't drown. At Medoka, Riggerwood firefighters rescued 8 people from 2 homes that were surrounded by floodwaters on Monday. Chief Steve Camlin said 7 of the residents were in one home. ADR used its swiftwater rescue boat to safely bring the folks to dry land. No injuries were reported. Waveville City Council tonight will discuss both the recent flooding and new efforts to control future flooding. City Manager Darren Curry will brief the board on the agreement with R.J. Corman Railroad to enlarge the drainage outlets under the rail bed on Canal Street. Although there are drains under the rail bed, they're of insufficient size to handle most of the water coming through, causing the rail bed to act more like a dam. Curry will also update the board on continuing efforts to find new funding sources for the $5 million in frozen federal funds that were designated for Molly's Branch. Tropical Storm Erin has formed on the Atlantic Ocean and is expected to become the first hurricane of the season. However, it is expected to stay away from North Carolina, at least that's what the current forecasts say. The National Weather Service is still urging folks to plan ahead since we are in the peak of hurricane season. Be sure you check your emergency kit. You want food, water, and medicines for yourself and your pets for 3 to 5 days. Make sure that you have batteries and chargers and that your devices stay charged as we get closer to an emergency. Fill your vehicle gas tanks before the crush starts. Ensure that you have cash available in case ATMs and card readers are down. And only use trusted sources such as local emergency management, the National Weather Service, or our own meteorologist Christopher Cawley for your weather. Chris actually has a breakdown on Hurricane Erin on our website right now at columbuscountynews.com. The Food Bank of Wilmington will have a pop-up market on Saturday from 9 to 11 at Jerusalem Chapel Free Will Baptist Church. There are no income, residency, or ID requirements to receive assistance. The church is located at 6224 Chevron Highway. For columbuscountynews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.